Watch, man in Iran catches fire while trying to burn Israeli flag. By Joel B. Polak on May 9, 2021. An Iranian man caught fire while trying to burn an Israeli flag during annual anti-Israel demonstrations on Friday, as reported by Al Arabiya. Watch, a man in Iran catches on fire while burning an Israeli flag during a Quds Day protest. pic.twitter.com/9q0cv6w7c. Al Arabiya English, at Al Arabiya _, May 9, 2021. The flag burning was part of Quds Day demonstrations, which are encouraged by the Iranian regime toward the end of Ramadan. Iran has also sponsored similar demonstrations in other parts of the world. Quds is the Arabic word for Jerusalem. Anti-Israel demonstrations in Iran are often accompanied, as in the photo above, by anti-American demonstrations. Footprints were painted on an American flag, and participants were encouraged to walk on it. However, the Jerusalem Post noted, there is evidence that ordinary Iranians are increasingly refusing to comply with the regime's instructions to walk on, or burn, Israeli or American flags. Authorities in the Islamic Republic attempted to burn the Israeli flag, as they usually do. But this time, karma got them and they ended up burning themselves. Meanwhile, unlike the regime, ordinary Iranians increasingly refuse to burn or walk on Israeli and American flags. pic.twitter.com/flukka44wm. Masih Alina Jad, at Alina Jad Masih, May 9, 2021. Violent anti-Israel demonstrations have also taken place in recent days at Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Israel, and in Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Al Arabiya is a Saudi-owned TV network based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So, The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.